Mesechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we had a machlekes, a difference of opinion between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai regarding Shechem. Over here in Mishnah Gimel, it says two cases where Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree that regarding the halacha of Shechem. So the Mishnah says, Rashi Shuris, bundles that are on the end of the rows, and they're left behind. Ha'aymer shekinegdei mechiach. The bundle that's next to it will prove that it was not shikha, that it was not left behind. The explanation of what exactly is going on over here is someone is collecting the bundles in his field that are all in rows, and his field's in a grid, like a square grid with rows, and he's going down the rows collecting the bundles, and he left the bundles at the ends of the rows. So then the other bundles that are next to it at the end of each, he's collecting from north to south, and he's leaving all the bundles at the last bundle in the row on the southern side. So the bundle to the next to it, to the east or west, is mechiach. It proves that it's not yet left behind, because he's capable of going now from west to east and collecting a whole row in a different direction, perpendicular, collecting a whole row of the last remaining bundle from each north-south row. And so that's not considered shikha, because he's still capable of going back and collecting it in a row. The Mishnah continues. Another case. Ha'aymer shehechzik boi lahailichai el ha'ir. A bundle that he picked up with intention, the farmer picked it up with intention of taking it to the city. So he's collecting the bundles, and he actually picked this one up already. Ushachai, and then for whatever reason he forgot it afterwards. He got distracted, he put it down, and then he forgot it. So then, in this case, Maidim She'enei Shikha. In both of these cases, it's not Shikha. Both Maidim, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree. And in the last case, the reason why it's not Shikha is because it's only Shikha before he picks it up to collect it. But once he picks it up to collect it, then it's his bundle, and it's as if it's the regular property in his house. And the fact that he happened to put it down again in the field and leave it there, that doesn't make Shikha. It's once he picks it up to take it to go, so then it's his like any other property of his. Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah starts off, Ve'iluhin Rashi Shuris. This is the case of Rashi Shuris, the ends of the rows. And it's referring to the case in the previous Mishnah, the first case in Mishnah Gimel, about leaving bundles at the ends of the rows that's not Shikha. And this Mishnah is going to go back and explain more at length that case. However, the Mishnah Dalet first sidetracks with another case before getting back to explain Mishnah Gimel. And here we go to a different case first. The Mishnah says, Shnayim she'eschilu me'emtza shurif. Two people are collecting the bundles in the rows, and they didn't start from the ends of the rows, rather they started from the center of the row. Shnayim she'eschilu me'emtza shurif. Two people that began to collect the bundles me'emtza shurif from the beginning of the row, from the middle of the row. Ze'pana l'tzafin v'ze'pana l'darm. One of them faces north, and one of them faces south, and they're going in opposite directions, collecting the bundles from the middle of the row and outwards. Vishaku lefneim ulachrim, and they forgot bundles. They forgot, left them behind, both in front of them and behind them. In front of them means as they're going from the middle to the outer parts of the field along their journey, they forgot bundles as they were collecting the bundles. They left behind in the middle of their journey. That's lefneim, in front of them. Ulachrim, behind them, means that in the center point of that row where they both started from, they each left behind one or more bundles in the exact center point, expecting that the other person was gonna, the other collector was gonna collect that bundle. And so they started from the next one. One went to the south, and he left one behind him. And one went to the north, and he left one behind him, each relying that the other fellow was gonna take that bundle in the middle. So then, there's a difference between these two different shichas. Eshelefneim shicha. The bundles that were in front of them as they were collecting and they forgot them, that is shikha, and they have to leave that in the field for the aniyim. Eshel achrayim, but the bundle that was behind them, that was smack in the middle, that they each relied on the other person to collect it, ain't a shikha. That's not shikha, because they didn't forget it behind in their collection process. They relied on the other person. So, that's not shikha. The Mishnah now goes back to explain what was the case of Rashi Shuris, bundles that were left at the end of the row, that's not Shikha, that was mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Yachid shehischel mereisha shura. If there was a yachid, an individual, one person collecting the bundles, and he started mereisha shura from the beginning of one row, v'shachach lefanav ulacherev, and he forgot bundles both in front of him and behind him. So here, in front of him means, as he's going down the row from north to south, a bundle that's in front of him, that means the last one on the southern end of the field, he forgot that bundle. Ulacherev, and behind him means bundles that were along his path from north to south, somewhere along that row, he left bundles in the middle of the row. So the Mishnah says, Shalafanav ain't shicha. The one that's in front of him, that's at the end of the row, the last one in front of him that's at the end of the row, is not shicha. And this is the halacha that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, because he can then go back and collect in a perpendicular line from west to east, the whole last bundle of each row. He can go in another line and collect a whole row that way. And that's not shicha. But for shalacharev, what was behind him, that he left behind in his process somewhere in the middle of the row as he was going down, that's shicha. Because there, he's gonna have to go back and get it, and that's shicha. And the Mishnah says, mipneishu bebal tashiv, that's included in the lav of the Torah of al tashiv. The Lysa say that recommended al tashiv lakakta, you cannot go back and take the bundles that were forgotten, you have to leave them for an aniyim. So the one that's in the middle of the row, that would be a tashav, that would be returning to go back and get it, and he's not allowed to do that. The one at the end of the row is not considered a returning, because he can begin a new row from west to east on the whole last bundle of each column and collect them, and that's not returning. The Mishnah sums it up, Zaraklal, this is the general rule, Kol Shehu Babal Tashav, anything that's included in the Laisa say of Al Tashav, of don't go back, and it requires a returning and going back to retrack his footsteps to go get that bundle, that's Shicha. That's Shicha, and he has to leave it behind. V'she'en Babal Tashav, but if it's not included in the Laisa say of don't return to go get it, and it doesn't require a returning, and he's able to now begin a new row from east to west, west to east, and collect those bundles, Einai shicha, that's not going to be shicha, and he can go back and get it.